I'm Claire.
And I'm Felicity, and this is the Bonfire Babes podcast.
You're listening to the Bonfire Babes podcast, dedicated to women in all seasons of life who want to live with more intention, joy, and inspiration. Join us around the modern bonfire, where we'll exchange stories, experiences, and connect with one another on a deeper level, expanding who we are and creating a community of strong, empowered women.
Hi, hi. My name is Claire, and I am one of the Bonfire Babes. My friend Felicity and I are so excited about this podcast getting off the ground and seriously lifting off. We've been talking about it for a long time, and it's finally here. In today's episode, we are going to be chatting about who we are, kind of how we were led to this point, kind of what this podcast is about, and we'll talk about future possible episodes. We hope that you enjoy listening, and we'd love to get to know all of you. And yeah, without further ado, let's get into it. Felicity, hi.
Hey there.
We are here. Oh my gosh, we're finally doing it.
Yay. Yeah, yeah.
Woo. Welcome to our first episode of Bonfire Babes. Thanks so much for being here. We're just super excited. This is something we've been manifesting for a while now, and I think it's time to just kind of dive right in. There's no better moment than the present, right? So,
absolutely. I feel like often you just have to do what inspires you. If you're called to it, pursue it. And I feel like this is the beginning of something really special.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where we can take this.
Cool. Well, I'm sure that the reason why people will be clicking on this episode is to kind of figure out who we are and what we're all about. So let's not delay this any longer. For us, Bonfire Babes has been a long time coming. I think for years, it seems like we've been on this path that's kind Absolutely. Of driving us to this point. It all started with inspired action. So one day I was in full alignment, you know, listening to my favorite podcast, driving home from a great day with my little guy, sipping on my favorite coffee drink. And I just felt this little like ding from my intuition to call Felicity and pitch this idea to her about starting a podcast. I had been like thinking about it for a little while beforehand, like, wouldn't that be fun if we did this? And I just decided to share that with her one day. So to my surprise, she answered. We're on two completely different time zones. I'm in Hawaii. Felicity is...
East Coast.
Yeah.
East Coast.
So the time difference is always a challenge for us. But to my surprise, she answered. And she also said she was thinking about the same thing.
Yeah, and I had been thinking about it also for several weeks, and finally I just got this really strong calling to just do it. And so I went online. I'm kind of this buy it on Amazon and make it happen kind of person. So I bought the microphone, I bought the course, and then you called and you're like, hey, let's start a podcast. And I'm like, well, the microphone's already in the mail, so this is happening.
Cool how that kind of stuff works out, right? Like, it just Absolutely. Feels so right. So like everything, like yep. all the doors like open at the right times, you know?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about how we kind of got to this point. Like, let's talk about ourselves, I guess, and share a little bit about us. So we live completely different lives. So yes. I think that's one of the things that I love about us, that we can still live these like totally different lives, but still connect with each other, you know?
Yes.
So why don't you start, Felice?
Okay. So I am the product of two Alaskan hippies. I have been inspired and really have watched them grow their lives my whole life.
Her parents are so cool.
Yes. They've always lived the lives that they wanted to. And mm-hmm. I think that that has really inspired me to pursue that kind of lifestyle. So I grew up on Maui, and I was born in Alaska, but grew up on Maui, and always have had this deep connection to the natural world, been inspired to keep an open mind and think freely about alternative lifestyles and the way that show up in the world. And so I went to school. I decided that I wanted to pursue education. I became an elementary school teacher with a focus on alternative education. And for the last 10 years, have been bouncing between jobs as a teacher, jobs working on the ocean, on boats, and also traveling. And so these three lifestyles have really been mixed and turned into this really strong calling to start a wilderness wellness program for kids. And so that's in the future. That's something that I'm working towards. And I think that this podcast is also part of that current, because it's about empowering women and standing up and forming a community that is positive. So I think that one really exciting thing about you and I, Claire, is that we both have lived these really ambitious lives. Mm-hmm. And so will you tell us about your completely different and completely amazing life on Maui?
Yeah. So like Felicity, I kind of moved around a little bit as a kid. My parents worked in hotels and food and beverage, and so they moved around a lot. I was born in California. I moved from LA, which is like big bustling city, to a tiny little island called Lanai or Lanai, if you want to be like politically correct. and that island did not have a streetlight or like a stoplight. So there was only 3,000 people on it. And so it was a big shift for me. But I think it's things like that instability a little bit, you know, of moving around a lot or fluidity, that I was able to be open to different alternative lifestyles and like ways of living. And yeah, so my parents put their roots down on Maui. That's where I met Felicity, and we've been friends ever since. I've always dabbled in kind of like new age thinking and ways of life. I have always been fascinated with crystals. I've like always purchased astrology books, and I've loved studying different religions. So when I moved to Seattle for college, which is also where Felicity went to college. So
yes,
we didn't go to the same college. We went to two totally different colleges, which we can go on later. Yeah, in another episode.
We both should have like gone to Claire's college. Everyone knows we both should have gone to your school.
I went to like a really alternative, and I would say, like, what would you call it? Like an alternative and
progressive
like, school. Yeah. And Felicity went to the exact opposite. Like
I was in a extremely conservative, extremely right-wing school, but I had no idea. Like I blindly chose that school.
Which is like, you know, it put you, I think like it gives you, you can take, yeah. And you can take things two ways, right? You can always go like, right, this is the way I want to live, or whoa, right, this is not the way I want to live. So let me like divert, you know?
Yes. And divert I did.
Yeah. So true. So anyway, so yeah. Fast forward a little bit. I married my best friend. I'm a fresh mom of two. I just had a baby a little bit ago, living on Maui, like Felicity said, and, learning how to run our family business, which is restaurants on Maui. So my parents have several restaurants. I help run that. I help run the events. And I also have my own restaurant on the side. So it's a lot to juggle.
Doesn't stop. Yeah.
It's a lot to juggle. But like when you love what you do, I think everybody who loves what they do says this, right? So when you love what you do, it's not hard. It can be challenging for sure, but it's like you live off of that challenge. Like you can thrive because of that challenge. So if it didn't challenge me, I wouldn't love it, I think. And so doing things like this podcast on the side really fills my cup and allows me to be a better person, a better mom, a better wife, a better boss, like a better entrepreneur. I get like different kinds of perspectives, and I'm able to bring that to the table feeling full. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I've just always been amazed at how you can juggle everything with ease. I think that if I had all of that on my plate, I would be a stressed out mess, and you're just able to handle it with just such grace.
Let me tell you,
I would admire that.
I would never be able to handle like a bunch of eighth graders on like a trail,
right, which I love. I'm like, give me all of those eighth graders and put me in the wilderness because we're going to make it.
Yeah,
I love
it. It would just drive me bonkers. And like the way that our brains think is so different, but
different.
It's,
yeah,
but it's awesome to like, you know, reflect on that and see how we can look forward with those eyes. You know, I think it's so cool.
Absolutely. And I think it's really true that when you love what you're doing, it doesn't seem hard.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one thing that both you and I have really been able to pursue is this life of passion. Like, we enjoy the work we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I also believe that this podcast is a great outlet for creativity, which adds a little dimension to our lives. We can get together, be part of this bigger community, and pursue things that we're curious about together.
Yeah. I think with this podcast in particular, like the first intention we have is for it to be something that's enjoyable. So like, if it doesn't feel good to us, we're going to stop. Like if it doesn't feel right, we're not going to do it. And hopefully this is something that that continues to be enjoyable for us, but also for the listener, for
Absolutely.
You. And so this is a passion project for us, and it comes from our hearts, you know? So because we both have large plates with heavy demands, it's something that we love to do. And so, it felt right for both of us, and hopefully feels good to you to listen to it.
Absolutely.
We want this, you know, Bonfire Babes, we want it to be a place to share stories, experiences, and really to learn together about all of these things going on that we're wanting to learn about in a supportive, high vibe environment.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we both have in common is that we are students of life. Like, we are always talking about cool new things we're learning, or getting into deep conversations about the way the world works or the law of attraction. And so our brains are always pursuing more. And I think that it's really exciting to bring that onto a podcast where we can share that with a greater community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always wanting to pursue our greatest reality, and being able to share that with a greater group is something that's really exciting to me.
Yeah.
So I think that one important thing is that as we develop this podcast, we're not developing it as experts on a topic.
Oh yeah. We're definitely not experts.
No, we are here to explore with you.
Yes.
And so that is the way that we're going to touch new topics.
Yeah. Some of the topics that we're really excited and eager to share are things like raising your vibration, following our intuition, and even things like motherhood, which can be really hard, relationships of all kinds, like Felicity.
Which are very huge challenges.
Yeah, Felicity and I are on different ends of that. Yes. And then even like navigating our own emotions and what that feels like.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited to talk about travel, something that I'm always thinking and getting just goosebumps inside about the next place I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you do that and also practice self-care on a daily basis? And I really want to talk about our relationship with the universe. And I'm also looking forward to doing some interviews with some people. So that's going to be super exciting.
With some experts, maybe.
Maybe.
Because we're not experts. So we would love to bring those people in to
bring them in. To bring learn. Them in, Claire. Bring them in.
We'll call it into existence. It'll happen.
Exactly.
I also think it's important, you know, as women, to share our stories, create community, and really validate each other's feelings. Throughout history, women have been silenced. Their stories haven't been told. So For a long time, women have felt isolated in their fears, their troubles. And it's been a rough one for ladies, you know?
Yeah.
It's absolutely time for us to feel really good, pursue yep. our own happiness, and to be able to have a family and a career and not feel punished for it and not feel bad for not doing what society tells us we should do, you know?
Absolutely.
It's also another thing is that we've been taught to, I think, be competitive with each other, especially as women, you know, like yeah. when we see another woman doing good, we've been taught to feel basically fear, right?
Yeah.
And be like, what? She's doing better than me. Like I'm going to do better than her and I'm going to push her down with me. So, or, yeah. you know, push her down below me. And that's just something that we want to not do, you know, anymore. Absolutely. It's time to stop.
Yeah. It's all about building each other up. And I think that in this podcast, it's a place where we can support each other's rise. Yes. And that's something that I really feel like that is on my heart is how can we support the women around us and how can we build each other up and support each other's businesses and their passions and our hopes and our dreams.
Yes.
So it's really exciting to me.
We're so excited.
Woohoo!
I think we've said that a couple of times.
So that is our first episode. First episode down, many more to come.
Cool. Yay. We did it. My gosh. thank you so much for listening, you guys. One last thing that we didn't mention is that at the end of each episode, we want to leave you with some kind of challenge or call to action to keep the embers of this bonfire going. Today, we're going to ask you to just connect with us on social media. Right now, you can find us on Instagram, which is at Bonfire Babes Podcast. Leave us a comment or shoot us an email even, bonfirebabespodcast@gmail.com. And let us know what you're into, what kind of topics you'd like to see, what you liked about it, what you didn't like about the episode, and we'd love to connect with you. Eventually, we'll have a blog up and running where you can find show notes for each episode with, you know, links to whatever we're talking about. And once that gets up and running, we will let you know. Last but not least, we would be so honored if you could share this with your friends that you think this would resonate with. We are really passionate about forming a community of women who want to really just lift each other up. So if that's something you're into, then join us. And until next time, thank you so much for your presence, your time, and for listening. We wish you all the best love and light to move forward in your day. Take care.